Deputy Chief Executive of the Education Review Office, Rick Shinoda, is kindly with us. Now, new research from the Education Review Office has found that disruptive behaviour in our country's classrooms is a rapidly growing problem. Thank you for joining us, Ruth. My name's Dale. It's a pleasure to have you on the program today. Tēnā koe.
Morning, Adele. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks very much for joining us, Ruth. Well, that report shows disruptive behaviour in our classrooms are a growing problem on the rise. How bad is it?
We're really concerned here at the Education Review Office. For about 20 years or so, New Zealand's had worse behaviours in its classroom than many other countries, and three quarters of teachers say it's got much worse over the last 2 years. So we're really concerned.
I'm curious about the Māori situation. Is there a ethnic breakdown with the data that you've received, Ruth? The Māori and Pacifica kids more likely to be part of the problem?
Now, there isn't an ethnic breakdown because what we asked the teachers, what behaviour are they seeing? So, for example, half of teachers said that they're dealing with disruptive behaviour in every lesson, which is really concerning. What we heard is this is pretty much in every class, in every school, right across the country. We do know, though, that Māori are more likely to be removed from schools, suspended or excluded, or stood down. But when we look at behaviour issues, it really is a national problem. It's pretty much in all classes, in all schools.
Well, we're still dealing with COVID, aren't we? The reality there where kids were left at home. In fact, speaking through that period with educators, Ruth, we're reminded that they missed out on a lot of opportunities, obviously couldn't attend class physically, but one principal I spoke with said that they developed a resilience which in itself will be useful in later life. But even so, have we not reconnected the dots off the back of COVID? How does this feature in what we're seeing in the classroom behaviour situation, Ruth?
You're really right, Dale. One of the things that people did say is one of the reasons it's got so much worse in the last 2 years, they suspect, is COVID. So we've got kids who are much more anxious, and that anxiety can turn into behaviour in the classroom, but also the use of technology. So, for example, half of the children themselves reported that they were distracted by phones in their maths classes. So whilst technology can help some of that learning, and it did help during COVID, back in the classroom, it can get in the way of learning.
Should teachers, education approaches be prepared to pivot to accommodate the changing circumstances that our young people are growing up in?
Yeah, what we did is also in this report is we went across the country and saw some really good work on managing behaviour and making the right behaviour in schools. What we found in those schools is they're doing two things. One is they're setting up schools and classrooms so that good behaviour happens. Exactly as you said, they're making it engaging for our learners. They're setting really clear expectations, and they're sharing those clear expectations with parents so everyone's on the same page. And the other thing they do is when behaviour does occur, disruptive behaviour, they nip it in the bud early. They have really consistent consequences. They talk to parents really early and get them engaged as well. So you're right, there is good practice. And actually, alongside our report about the problem, there's another report we've published, which is all about sharing how schools can tackle behaviour and work with our young people.
Most kids are pretty cool, aren't they? You might have problems with, I'm picking 10%, you can be disruptive, but we're painting a picture through the media of living hell in classrooms across the country.
So we know that it's not just a few kids, for sure, because half of teachers are having to deal with it, with disruptive behaviour in every lesson. And a quarter of principals are seeing students damage property or physically harm each other every day. Well, I can't deny the size of the problem, though. What we do know is that setting up kids to succeed and setting up those classrooms, engaging them in the learning, really works. And actually, working with parents is a really big part of this as well.
Ka pai. Okay, so look, it's one thing to try and modify behaviour of our teenagers, but does some of that responsibility fall into the classroom? Do you think that we are being as innovative or as agile as we could be in the way that we teach and connect with our rangatahi?
We definitely know that the more engaging it is, and we saw schools that really are doing amazing things to engage young people, but what I said is that the things that we found that really work is by having those students and parents and teachers all on the same page. And we saw some great practice which encouraged good behaviour, which rewards it, which sets out the sort of classroom code of conduct the students and parents and everyone sign up to. And then, of course, the learning itself is engaging as well. But when you've got the behaviour issues in the classroom, if half of teachers are spending an hour a day just responding to behaviour, that's really hard for the students to learn. That's one of our biggest concerns, is that's time that isn't spent teaching, and that really disadvantages children who are often really keen to learn.
Ruth, I know that you've got a strong Māori team within the Educational Review Office, and I know we haven't been as specific with Māori students, but what are some of the interventions, Māori, that are being utilised by the Education Review Office, or is it not your role here to try and modify behaviours, particularly among perhaps unruly Māori students?
So we didn't look at Kaupapa Māori schools. As you say, we've got a separate team that would do a more dedicated approach if we were going to look at that in Kaupapa Māori. But what we did look at is in English medium schools, is that some of those really big, one of our practice areas is knowing and understanding students and what influences their behaviour. That's our first key practice area. And what we heard is that's important for all students, but important for Māori, understanding them, understanding what gets them excited about school, and taking some of those approaches can be really successful to enable Māori to succeed as Māori. And that, of course, leads to better behaviour.
Tēnā koe, it's not a doom and gloom issue, is it? Do you see some light at the end of the tunnel here, Ruth?
It's a bit of doom and gloom and a bit of light. It's a bit of both. So we are really worried, because we're really worried about students, really, and the impact it's having on their learning. We saw in classes which are worse-behaved, students just aren't able to achieve. And we're really worried about our teachers. Our teachers, half of teachers, said they're more likely to leave the whole profession just due to behaviour. But you're right, it's not all doom and gloom, because we also did capture really good practice that is happening in our schools across the country right now. And what we're trying to do is share that. And then Eero's calling for some areas where we just think we need to support schools more. So, for example, one of the things is half of principals say that when they really need expert support, they can't access it easily. So we're saying we need to support our schools more so that teachers and principals get the support they need, and also the students get the support they need when they need it.
Tēnā koe. What else is happening on your table there? The Education Review Office is constantly on the boil. We did touch on a dedicated Māori squad and the way that they work with Māori medium education. What are some of the other issues that you're working through at the moment, Ruth, perhaps with a focus on Māori Ed?
So we're looking at a whole range. And, of course, the biggest push across Education Review Office is supporting our schools, enabling them to achieve. As you know, we've got the hour a day in the classroom at the moment. And most recently, we talked about how to make that a good hour a day for teaching maths. So we're looking at a range of different things that we can do that support all students, including Māori students, to succeed.
And, of course, the last government had an expectation of New Zealand history being interwoven into our curriculum, perhaps rudimentary at El Māori, but there does appear to be a change of tack politically here. How has that impacted the plans to roll out that focused mahi through our schools, Ruth?
So that's led by the Ministry of Education, the rollout. But we are, as the Education Review Office, looking and talking to schools about how is it going, and we'll be reporting on that shortly. At the moment, we're just looking at what we found, but we have been across the country talking to teachers and students and parents about how are they finding the Aotearoa New Zealand histories and what are they liking about it. So we'll have a report on that shortly.
And is there any extra support for teachers to help them with disruptive behaviour and how that can be addressed? How are teachers being helped to handle this situation within our classrooms, Ruth?
That's a really good question. So it's one of the things we're calling for is at the moment, the support that teachers get really varies between schools and even within schools. Many teachers said that they thought it was really inconsistent how behaviour was addressed within their school. So we're saying that we want to do three things to really turn this behaviour around. The first is a national approach where all schools get the support they need when they need it, and it's consistent and really high quality. The second is we really want to invest in helping our kids do the good behaviour. So some of those things like counselling, which can help with anxiety, which means that then students don't have behaviour issues, that can be great things to invest in. And then thirdly, as you said, let's support our teachers. So we're concerned that some teachers start teaching unable, they haven't really learned the skills of managing behaviour, so how can we support them and those new teachers as they come into those classrooms? But also, how do we give teachers more expert support than they needed? So you're right, what we're saying, there is support out there, but it's pretty patchy, and we need to do more.
Thanks very much for sharing some time and cordial with us today, Ruth. All the best with the mahi going forward. Ngā mihi, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Good talking with you. Thank you, Ruth.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Ruth Shinoda is...